Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm actually awake this morning. I can't believe it. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down, relax. I hope you have a wonderful cup of coffee, tea, beverage, you know, breakfast, you know, whatever. I'm just glad you're here to come and enjoy a little time with me, some good music and good conversation. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing very good. Yesterday, my daddy turned 91 and my baby girl turned 26, and it was a great, great day. Really, really great day. And when daddy went to bed last night, he says, you know, I'm glad I was here to celebrate this with you. It was a good day. I feel very, very blessed and so very happy this morning. So come on in, sit down. I heard that maybe Monica Monet is going to stop by the coffee shop today. So I'm going to hold off because you know what? She's got a brand new single that released yesterday, Feelings, and I'm going to play it today. But I'm just going to hold off a few minutes just to see if she does show up. Let's see. What direction do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to play this piece. It's one of my favorite spoken word artists out there on the East Coast. And I'm going to play Type of Love by Christopher Fields off of the Christopher Fields Project.
Floating on air, the rose-colored stairs, the no one else compares type of love that doesn't come round too often, the how lucky I am, the I'm so proud to be your man, the I can't believe that you're mine, the Lord have mercy fine, the touch that gives me chills, the let me pay your bills, the I wonder where you are, the wish upon a star type of love that doesn't come round too often, the I hunger for your kiss, the I can't resist you, the even though you haven't left yet, I already miss you, the thought of seeing you gets me through my day, the makes me take time to pray. But I can't believe that God sent you my way. The inspired by the sound of your laughter. But nothing else matters. The feeling like I'm climbing a ladder to heaven type of love that doesn't come round too often. But I just have to be in you. The has to be continued. The wish that I can make time stand still or bend to my desire. That sets my soul on fire. The higher than high. The making love on a cloud in the sky. The light that makes me grow. The you don't know like I know type of love. That doesn't come round too often. The crazy out of your mind. The all negative things are left behind. The other half that I connect to. So may God bless you the same way that he's blessing me. To get to you by any means necessary. The deep down scary. The if the road gets rough, I'll carry you. over your shoulder, because I'll be there for you, the gift to you.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flava Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flava. I opened up today's show with a piece by an amazing spoken word artist out of the Washington, D.C. area. I love me some Christopher Fields. When I first heard his voice back when he was going by the Poetry Man in the days of MySpace, he used to do a show with my girl April Sims, and I thought, that's a voice. I am a sucker for a good voice. Christopher Fields, you've got a good voice, my friend. Anyway, that was his piece called Type of Love off of his Christopher Fields project. Welcome. Sit down. Relax. This is where I come every Wednesday morning. I get up early just for you because I want to hit some of my East Coast people. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. You know, I just want to wish you a great day, rest of the week. Nothing serious that takes place on this particular show, and it's not one of those shows that get real preachy about the arts and all of that, but you know what? If you love an artist, support them, okay? Guess what? I said it early in the show. I heard that maybe she was going to stop by, but she's here. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava, Monica Monet.
Good morning.
How are you? I know you're not a morning person.
I'm not a morning person, but for you, I would get up.
We should do this more often then. No.
Okay.
So how are you feeling this morning? I know yesterday was the release date for your new single, Feelings.
Yeah. It did good yesterday. It really did. I'm happy of the response I got from the song, Feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it did really good in the social networks because we was a release for all the social networks, and I think we did good. So now I'm just getting the press kits and stuff ready to go out to the radio stations that are playing the song Feelings.
Okay.
I mean, playing Monica Monet music.
All right. Well, you know, I love the track, and I was so excited just to be able to play something new. You know, from you. Your music is amazing, period, you know, but I think it's just always exciting when something new comes out. And I think that, you know, I don't know if you saw one of my posts. I said, you know, when things are quiet doesn't mean that, you know, she's not working, she's not creating. And I think that sometimes, you know, when we don't hear, you know, or see too much going on online, because that's how we kind of judge what's going on with an artist, we think that they don't have anything going on. And one thing that I've definitely learned in working with you and like Black Stacks, you know, you guys are always writing. You're always creating and you know, working on the next project. So I know that you, this particular piece, Feelings, is coming off of a new project that you're working on. called Conversations with Monica Monet. So why don't you talk about that right quick?
Okay. Yes, you are the first radio station to have feelings because I love you so much. And so the other, everybody else, they're not playing it yet, but they probably will by the end of the week. But the name of the album is Music Presents, Presents Conversations with Monica Monet. And this is about the growth of Monica Monet from love, from heartbreak, from joy, and I'm now just finding a lot of stuff who I am, you know, what Monica Monet likes or what Monica likes. And so is this particular album is a growth album. I think when an artist put out a new work, a new something, is, you know, it could be based on their life, but I'm such a testimony writer. Mostly everything is probably based on my life or what's going on around me, other people's life. And I think that's why people can actually relate to some of my stuff, you know. It's about everyday life.
Well, you know, with that said, I think I'm going to just jump in and play Feelings by Monica Monet. Monica Monet just released yesterday.
Just released.
Yeah, just released. I saw that Monica was pumping it out. She released it on my daddy's 91st birthday, And my baby girl's 26th birthday. So it was a special day yesterday. It was a busy day yesterday. I wasn't around to be able to help Monica push it out. So
are you
much,
okay?
We're going to get at it, today and, from here out. You're definitely going to be hearing it in rotation here on Flava News Radio. We'll be getting it out to other radio stations across the world because I know they're going to jump on it because they love Monica Monet's music. And Monica and I are so closely connected. So when you see the video, it shows my name, my government name, Susan Koshy. I know they're like,
I didn't think about that.
So anyway, it is on my YouTube, but Monica created it. So go over to, the YouTube, check it out. Leave Monica a message. Let her know what you think. Go over to themonicamonet.com. And check it out. It's over there on her homepage. I've actually got it on Monica Monet's page on Flava News, so you can check it out over there and help us spread the word. If you love what you hear in this song, help us spread the word. That's what's important in an artist getting it out. This one, I think, is hotness. I really do. I think it's fun. I love the topic. You could go anywhere, kind of in a sense, with that topic. And, mm-hmm. I could speak on it my own self, I think being in this industry, it's easy to kind of get a crush. It's kind of easy to get a crush.
Yes.
I see it many times, where people, we could just talk about this online thing. People get connected and they're like, oh, my goodness, I've done it my own self. I think, he's amazing and, what would it be like? And then it's like, where do you go with this? And is this real? Or, you can go all over the place. And I love it when music is created that we can actually relate to, y'all know that you've had a little crush on somebody out there. You know it. So don't act like Monica Monet or Lady Flava's the only one, because you have. And this online thing, Monica, don't you think this online thing is easy to go there? You connect with somebody, online. You're like, oh, my God, I'd like that picture, or, I like what they're doing or whatever, and you just kind of get drawn in. But I think that's part of the art. I do. Yeah. I think it's part of the art. When you're an artist, you have to be able to be charismatic and be able to draw people in. You just have to, because you want them to pay attention to you and your art. And I think that it's really, really easy to be drawn into anything that way. And for me, luckily, a lot of the relationships I've built with artists, over the years have been really, really good. They have to draw me in to get my attention, right? It's easy. And yes, I've been there. I've been there where I've had that little crush. Yeah, I'm not going to give no names out either. But anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited about this piece finally, being released. I'm excited about this new project that you've got going on with Mud's Music. Mud's Music, shout out to you out there in the ATL doing some good things, at least especially with Monica Monet. But I'm looking forward to it because, off of Simply Beautiful, it's music. Like you say, you share stories, but you share stories like, other people can relate to, and you get it, and then you find yourself bobbing to it. You understand the words, but you understand the groove too. And I'm a little partial. Yes, I am a little partial because I've had you up here in Seattle, so we know what you're like in person. We know what kind of show. Monica is tall. I don't know if y'all really realize that she's really tall. And I come to her armpits, I'm really short. She's really tall. On top of it, she wears stiletto heels. She will drop to the ground and right back up in the middle of a performance. I'm like, how does she do that? How do you do that? I don't even know. I don't even want to know. But we are going to make sure that Monica gets out there, you know, and gets, you know, to other locations, you know, across the United States and hopefully over, you know, into Europe, Japan, somewhere, because you really need to experience her. She's an amazing singer-songwriter, definitely. You can hear that in the music that you hear on Flava News Radio, but she's a performer. And if you get to see her in person, you know, kind of like that Tina Turner thing, you know, Tina works that stage. You know, it's not just the music. It's the whole experience. Monica Monet will give you a whole experience. She'll work that hair. She will drop it like it's hot. You know, she will, like, maybe I shouldn't say drop it like it's hot. She will drop down and back up, okay? You're like, oh my God, Flava, what are you saying?
No,
but
it's true. I'm on stage. I just have a ton of vision. I'm just, everything is moved by passion at this point. So I be scared sometimes for myself. What am I gonna do?
But we're gonna be definitely getting Monica Monet to come. She's got some fans out here. Can I tell you that? That DJ Sleepy loves you.
Does he?
DJ Sleepy. I will have to get him this track. DJ Sleepy loves you.
What's up, DJ Sleepy?
But, so we're going to get her back out here. But she's going to start traveling, you know. So you're going to have opportunities to see her outside of the Jacksonville, Florida area. So that's really exciting. We'll definitely let you know. When she comes to a city near you. And, you know, check out, you know, this track. It's on, as I said, it's on many sites. I think I'm going to do a blog about it. And, you know, go check it out at the monicamonet.com. And check it out over there. You can check it out on my YouTube. I don't know why my name comes up, Susan Koshy. It did used to say Lady Flava or Flava News or something. But I do believe that it's Flava News on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it shows Susan Koshy. And it's over on flavanews.com on the Monica Monet page. And, you know, check it out. And she's really clever when it comes to these videos, really clever. So I'll let her know what you think. Spread the word. You know, hit that share button. I'm a big advocate for hitting the share button. Because that's important. That's important when you support artists, you know, independent artists, underground artists. It's important to spread the word, especially if you're really digging what they're doing. So I'm glad you woke up, my sister, and came to spend some time with me. Share your music. I know you're not a morning person, so I do value it, you know, much more than you really out there in the world know, because she's a night owl. She likes to be up at nighttime. But it's good stuff. I think I might even play it right again before the show is out. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into some other tracks. If there's anybody else who wants to call in, you can. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. You can definitely stay on the air with me, Monica, if you want.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump into some other music. Oh, you know what, Monica? I won't play this song for you. I just want to hear what your reaction is to it, because it just kind of kills me. The title of it just kind of kills me. This is my boy, Jerome, down there in Atlanta, and you know he just does it his own way. This is called Shake It Like Jello.
All right.
Hey, Jerome, you ready for desire?
Oh, yeah. I see you looking at me.
Yeah, you looking good too, baby.
The entertainer's in the house. Oh, yeah. Listen.
I'm feeling like a coal mine. Like a bag nut, can you shake it like some jello? Back it up and drop it low. I lay it like an ice cream. All I want is to hear you scream. And when you think it's in, I'm gonna fix me a drink and start all over again.
Oh girl, you're praying, tell me what I have to do. this lady.
Yes,
and I'm flipping like that lady.
I like that.
I'm gonna stroke it so long, baby.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna make it so strong, baby.
Ooh.
I'm gonna make you moan, baby. The entertainers in the house,
I'll
lady.
Like a cold line.
Come on.
I'll stroke it like a back nine.
Like that back nine.
Can you shake it like some jello?
Can you shake it like some jello? Baby.
Yes, Jerome.
I'm going to get me another drink.
Okay.
You ready? You want another?
Yeah.
Well, you just stay put, because I'm coming back for round three.
Yeah, you do that. I can't wait.
Now, Monica, you cannot tell me that didn't put a smile on your face.
It did, because it's just like, I kind of said now, to me, kind of sound like Keith Sweat a little bit, just like the begging part, like the whining part. But then most definitely Shake It Like a Jello. I mean, that's a song for you. I like it, though. It's a fun song, and I think sometimes you need fun music just to have fun and just unwind.
You know, I love his music. I do. I have him in a category of his own here on my music board. He did send me a new track. I haven't heard it or uploaded it yet, so definitely I got to get to that. But tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But you're from Mississippi, right?
I am.
And you know, my extended family is from Mississippi, and when I went down there, this was the first time I ever like experienced juke joints and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, his sound always reminds me of juke joints.
Oh, yes, no. Yes, yes, like the one way in, one way out joints.
I was just like, I don't know. I love you, Jerome, out there in Georgia. I love your sound. You just make me smile. It's feel good. It's fun music. I can picture my aunties, you know, getting up and dancing, you know, drinking their hands, you know, whatever. We used to have these parties here, Monica, at this place called the Masonic Temple up here. And it took place like every month, every other month. The family, you know, would put on a party there. And they'd do kind of this lip sync thing, and they'd have a buffet and everything. And, you know, good music. You know, it was a good time. Bring your own bottle. You know, they don't
uh-huh.
do that too much, you know, anymore. But bring your own bottle and just good times. And I just think I can picture this music just really fitting into that particular event. But anyway, I don't know. He scrolled past me. I don't know why I thought of you I guess it was the Mississippi thing. So, yeah, can you tell I'm in a good mood today? I'm in a good mood today.
Yes, I can tell. But you had a beautiful day yesterday. I saw the picture, your father and your daughter. This look amazing. Every year they take a picture together, I think that's a beautiful thing, too. You should make a collage.
You know, it's so funny because I'm usually the one who wants to take the pictures of people. You know, people don't like, other people don't generally take the initiatives. They just know me. Okay, mom's going to take a picture, and she's going to post it up on Facebook. They say this. So just go ahead and do it, because she's going to do it anyhow. But anyway, it was really a beautiful restaurant, the location.
Mm-hmm. I saw that it was.
The food was really good. Can I just tell you that the service sucked, though?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it did. I actually wrote a review about it because I was really, really disappointed for the amount of money that you spend at this particular restaurant. The service was really, really bad, but the waitress was nice, like really nice, you know, but was not attentive or anything like that. And we spent a lot of time sitting and waiting, you know, to be served, to be seated, and I had reservations. And to, you know, to get our food and all of that. And so, but the
mm-hmm.
thing is that we really enjoyed each other. You know, the time was fun. You know, so we interacted as a family and, you know, and so that part of it was fun. So it wasn't like a bad, bad experience, but I would not recommend Anthony's Home Port in Kirkland. I won't. I will highly recommend Anthony's Home Port on Shilshel, though. So we should have went there, but anyway, it was a great day. My dad was really, really happy, you know, and that's all that really matters, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's 91 years old, and I'm very, very blessed to.
Based on her history, I think she was playing me.
Okay, I apologize. I have no idea what happened there, but Blog Talk Radio kind of freaked out on me, and everything went dead, and then I got dropped, and I came back on, and Tanya Tiet was still playing. So hopefully you heard that, and that song is called The Promise. Again, if you see on my wall on Facebook, she charted with a track called Beautiful. Let me see where the location is of where she charted. And she's number one. So she charted, let's see, on the top songs of the urban R&B neo soul music. And that's all I see. But anyway, Monica, thanks for calling back and joining me again. But Paris Tune is an amazing, amazing talent, and I really had wanted you to hear this track, Numb, because I really love the male vocalist's voice, and I don't know if you heard it, if it went dead on you too.
I think it was just really kind of remind you of the music, kind of remind you of Alan Stone music a little bit.
Here, let me play it right quick and see if it'll
okay.
work this on.
Okay.
This is Numb by Morris Allen, and it is produced by Paris Tune with Mother's Favorite Child.
Okay.
No.
All right, that was Morris Allen with the piece Numb, produced by Paris Toon. Also, Mother's Favorite Child, who is the band and group that Paris Toon works with. I really, really like Morris Allen's sound.
I'm just liking that
album. Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. I was like, wow. And so I'm like, I should have said Alan Stone. I should have said guitar, the guitarness in it, like that organicness. Like okay. That soul from back in the day. That's an amazing song. I love the vocals. I love the way the arrangement is in it. That is an amazing, amazing song. You know, I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song too. And I've heard a couple versions of it. But I really love Morris Allen's voice too. And I have an album, you know, that I have his newest album. I don't know who produced it. But it's really nice when you get an album and you just really love every track. It used to be when I was coming up, at least, you know, maybe there was one or two or three tracks, you know, on, well, back then it was 33s or 45s, you know, or cassette tapes, you know, you had to fast forward to the song that you really wanted to hear. But it seems like the quality of really serious artists is getting better, and I can sit and listen to a whole album, just like, you know, but Simply Beautiful, you know, we listen to the whole CD all the time. Morris Allen has done the same thing. So when I was uploading music from his album, because this particular track that I played for you, I kept it separate because I listed it under Paris Toon. It was really kind of difficult, and it's getting to the point, it's really hard for me to pick which tracks I want to play because the music is just so good, and, like, every track is good. I want to play one more song for you, and this is another artist I recently was talking to you about that's up in Vancouver, Canada, that I recently connected with. I saw her perform on stage, watching her on Gander TV at Soul Factory Presents out of New York. And I was just thrown because I don't know, I didn't pay attention to where she was located. You know, in Vancouver, BC is just right above Seattle, 3 hours. So it was really exciting because I'm like, yes, we have to do some work together. But I'm going to play Canadian Girl by Honeybee LaRochelle. She's over in the UK right now, and she released this particular album, which is called The Yes Feeling, over there. This is, again, Canadian Girl by Honeybee LaRochelle.
show versatility. I could be your little wee wee French love bubble. Cross me, turn around, I'll be one bad mother sucker, run for cover. Or I could be a Florida girl, both drinks with umbrellas, bikinis for the fellas. But Brooklyn's the home where I made my name. Started touring the world and really chasing my fame. I'm playing to win, I'm playing for keeps. You playing yourself, you play against me. I'm not gonna stoop to your level. I got a heart like an angel, but the mind of a devil. I'm crazy. I'm coming like dangerous CeeLo. So wicked, my style so loco. Clearly, I'm an American dream, Canadian girl. I do my thing.
Canadian Girl by Honey B. La Rochelle off of her brand new CD that she released over in London called The Yes Feeling.
Yes, I really like her style. I really like the hip hopness and the soulness all mixed together. I love that track.
You know, she
feeling her.
And I really like that track, too, because it has the different elements in it, which is not the normal sound, because she's more of an R&B soul singer, you know, but she kind of added that sauciness to it. And if you see her, she's got flaming red hair, so you just know that there's just, you know, attitude and something, you know, there just in her presence, you know, just looking at her. And she's an amazing artist. To see her on stage out there at Soul Factory, I was really, really impressed. But when I reached out to her about becoming a part of the movement and everything, you know, it was great to hear the whole album, because it was like, okay, which one do I upload? Because if I upload everybody's whole album, gosh, my music board, Monica, would just be going and going and going forever. You know what I mean? And so, I really, really like her new album, and sending her much success on this.
Much success to her. I'm sending her blessings over there, too. It's amazing to, release your album overseas, like London. You know, I'm pretty sure artists in London want to come to the States, and the artists, we in the States want to go to London and overseas, and it's not vice versa, but that's a beautiful thing. So much success to her and all that she's doing. Blessings, and I love the sound, and then she's going to grow. It's going to get bigger.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if we can work it out, we may be able to get, you know, Honey Bee's La Rochelle and Monica Monet on the same stage. She's so close, you know, and I think that would just be amazing, you know, to make that connection the next time, you know, you come out here to the Pacific Northwest, definitely. It's getting busy around here. Kimora was up. She's headed to school. She said, good morning, Auntie Momo.
Good morning, Kiki. When I come up there, Kiki, I'm going to cook all the bad food.
She's bye. She's off to school. She did not want to go to sleep yesterday. She was really excited about the birthdays too. You know, coordinating, you know, running errands today and you know, projects to continue working on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm feeling good this morning. I know you're the one who gets to hear me, you know, moan and groan about life and about being Lady Flava. But, you know, when you hear tracks like that, Monica, and when, you know, I got this, you know, I mean, I kind of been with you along the process of feelings, you know, because I remember you singing it to me, you know, over the phone before going into the studio and everything. And I'm really blessed, you know. I'm really, really blessed. And I do think that I need to get more centered back to that, you know, and understand who I'm connected to and what I have capabilities to do to support you guys. You know, I get frustrated sometimes because I can see the bigger picture. I can see the bigger picture all the time, right? And, yeah. And I feel like I don't want to stand still. I get too anxious, you know, and I need to recognize that still things are happening and moves are being made and people are recognizing and, you know, and all of that and receive that, you know, instead of allowing myself to go, I could be doing more if I have this, if I have that. How come people don't want to kumbaya with me? And, you know, I have to let people do their own, you know, their own thing. Yet I will always educate people on the importance of sharing because I think sometimes we just take on the experience for ourselves and instead of realizing these are artists that need to grow, they deserve to be heard and experienced. So if we tell somebody else how much we really love the experience, then they may pay attention too. They may go out and buy their product too, you know. And so word of mouth is a powerful tool. You know, it's just like me saying I didn't enjoy the service we received at Anthony's Home Florida in Kirkland, you know, last night. You know, that may cause somebody to be a little wary about going to Anthony's Home Florida in Kirkland. Yet if I was to rave about it, they'd say, you know, maybe we should go check it out, you know.
Yeah.
And so the same thing when it comes to music. If you say, I love Monica Monet, you know, you need to go check her out. Go over to themonicamonet.com, check her out. Go to, you know, YouTube. Go to, you know, all these different online sources. Google Monica Monet. She is going to pop up. Go check her out. So, you know, I'm proud to be a part of your team, Monica. I'm thrilled that I was the first to be able to play Feelings on the radio and definitely will be helping you, you know, get the word out and get the music out so that more people can share about it. And look forward to this new project coming out with Muds Music, well, produced by Muds Music out of the ATL, and it's called Conversations with Monica Monet. When do you anticipate that being released?
It will be released September 19th. We shoot the video to the next single. This is Feelings, which is something I wanted to put out to let people know that it's coming their way. The main single is going to be called Love Me, Love Me Not. I'm shooting that video August the 3rd. And so the actual CD will be released September the 19th. So at that point, on the 19th of September, you'll be able to get on, you know, iTunes, CD Baby, all of the distributors at that point.
Okay.
It's like I'm working real hard on it. I'm a little behind, but that's what keeps me moving. If I was on time with everything, I would be saying what's going on. So it's always good to be a little behind and keep you moving and keep you getting up every morning where I got to do what you got to do.
There you go. I want to close out today's Morning Coffee with Flava playing, again, Monica Monet's brand new single. It released yesterday, and this is Feelings.
I really wanna know, but I can't let them know how my hands sweat when
Monica Monet, yay, called Feeling, produced by Muds Music. It just released yesterday on June 4th, which was my daddy's 91st and my baby girl's 26. And, you know, a great, great day. Go check it out. It's all over the different networks on the internet. Monica Monet's first page is full. She can't accept any more people on her Facebook page, but she does have a Monica Monet 2 page where she can accept you as a friend. Mm-hmm. So that's a great place to go, connect with Monica, stay updated on what's going on with her. She's been performing all over the place in Florida. It's going to be expanding out. We will be bringing her back to the Pacific Northwest for sure. And, you know, you definitely want to stay tuned. You know, you need to stay in touch. You need to watch what Monica Monet is doing. Again, she's got a new CD that's going to be coming out in September called Conversations with Monica Monet. You want to, you know, make sure you get ready for that one and to purchase your copy. Go check her out with Simply Beautiful. It's an amazing CD. My grandbaby would tell you for sure. She would, you know, to go get it because that's one of her favorites. She loves her Auntie Momo. So take care. God bless. Monica, thank you so much for calling in today's show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Anytime. If you ever want to wake up.
You know, I'm really passionate and blah, blah, blah. And just bam. Like but this morning, I'm really just laid back.
Right. But anyway, I know it's morning time. But, like, you're not a morning person. But anyway, I'm glad that you woke up. I'm glad I was able to share, you know, your new track again with the people here. You know, it's going to be in rotation. We're going to be getting it out to other stations. And, you know, this is how we do it here at Flava Coffee House. You never know who's going to stop by. You never know what music's going to be played. You never know what conversation's going to take place. But today was special because my sister Monica Monet came on the show and shared this time with me. Have a great day. It's hump day. Love yourself. Know that you're amazing. And finish out the rest of the week, you know, on a good foot. Take care. God bless. This is how we do it every Wednesday at the coffee house. Morning coffee with Flava. Bye-bye.
Bye.